Yishenichnas Adar Marbim B'Simcha Chodesh Tov. Thank you for joining us today for the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the OU, this is Naftali Herman. The Daily Call began nearly 4 years ago, this week to be exact, as a response to the pandemic and has since evolved to serve as a daily pause, as an opportunity to convene from around the world to daven, to pray for the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Sheni, the first day of the month of Adar Sheni. Please continue to daven for a six-year-old girl here in Boca, still very much in need of our collective tefillos, although my wife has shared with me that as of, I believe yesterday, or I think it might have been Motzei Shabbos, Saturday night, that her mother shared that they have seen light improvement, and our tefillos make a difference. They matter. Let's continue to storm the gates of heaven. Please continue to daven to keep in mind on this call and throughout your own personal prayers. Chaya Yael Shoshana Bas Chana Fredo. Again, her name is Chaya Yael Shoshana Bas Chana Fredo. Collectively, with a broken heart, we continue to gather here on this call under the most difficult of circumstances. For us, for the Jewish people, there is nothing that gives expression to our broken hearts and our tefillos, our prayers for salvation, as much as the timeless words of Tehillim. We continue to gather for a few moments to hear some words of Divrei Chizuk, some words of inspiration, and to recite Tehillim together for our brothers and sisters in Israel and for all of those in need. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Eliyahu Rabofsky, of the Young Israel of Boca Raton in Boca Raton, Florida, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be followed by Rabbi Rabofsky fully reciting the following five chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamed, and Kuf Mem Beis. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, 130, and 142. It will be followed by Achenu, the Mishaberach for Tzahal, the Mishaberach for the Shvuim, for those who are still tragically held captive. And Rabbi Rabofsky will conclude with the Mishaberach for Cholim, pausing, giving each of us the opportunity to insert the names of all those whom we are davening for. To receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, subscribe anytime at ou.org/Tehillim call. Again, the link is ou.org/Tehillim call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Rabofsky.
Thank you so much, Naftali, and thanks to the OU for providing this indispensable platform for each and every one of us all over the world. There's a word that was used Shabbos before last in Kisisa, and that word is repeated in the Torah reading that we had this past Shabbos in Vayakil. And that word is in and of itself an answer to so many questions that we so often confront. Questions like, how do I do this mitzvah? It requires too much discipline. It costs too much money. How do I go forward against the hate, the cruelty that I experience, that we experience as a people? How do we keep pushing? How do we remain calm? And how do we even remain happy? That word is the word re'eh. It is the introductory word to Hashem's designation of Bezalel, the chief architect of the Mishkan, to Moshe. And that word was repeated by Moshe when he told Klal Yisrael, he said, Re'u, see. Now that word implies a focus. You got to look here. You got to see. Bezalel. What was so special about this? What was so special about the designation of Bezalel to Moshe and then to Klal Yisrael? What was Hashem's point in highlighting that? And the Ramban in Kisisa, at that pasuk, he highlights the significance in that statement of Re'ei Karasi B'Shem Bitzalel. See that I've called by name Bitzalel. What was so special? Says the Ramban, we were a people that were crushed with the work of mortar and bricks. And as slaves, we didn't know anything about gold, about silver, about precious stones. Not only had we never been instructed as to how to work with them, Ramban says we never even saw such crafts. Now, against that kind of history, how can an artisan possibly emerge? How can there be a person who would be exceptionally skilled in working with gold and silver and wood and weaving and embroidery? The union of so many diverse talents in one man is unheard of, even in normal times. And even if there would be someone who would have those skills, the manual labor in Mitzrayim, where people were forced to make bricks, it would have dulled one's fine motor skills, the delicacy of the hands that are necessary for all those crafts. So therefore, the Ramban says, V'lochein amar Hashem l'Moshe. Therefore, Hashem said to Moshe, Sheyira hapele hazeh. Take note of this wonder. This is a wonder. It defies logic that there is such a person. There is a man, Bitzalel, who has that ability. And Ramban associates it with a verse in Yeshaya. Korei Adoros Meirosh, he calls the generations from the beginning. The meaning of this is there was a destiny. A mishkan, a tabernacle, must be built. In order to do that, we need a man who has that skill set. So many diverse talents in one man, even against the backdrop of slavery. There needs to be a Mishkan. It needs to be built. There needs to be a Bitzalel. Hashem provides. Hashem provides. The 20th century was a time of incredible upheaval in the world, and certainly for the Jewish people. Sometimes because of the Holocaust, we forget about what an upheaval World War I was for the Jewish people. Imagine going through World War I, going through World War II, enduring all of the upheaval, and against that, the backdrop of going from a world that was a horse and buggy existence to a nuclear world, and all of the technology represented in the 20th century. There was so much confusion. There were so many questions. The Jewish people needed so much guidance. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us Rabbi Moshe Feinstein. It was said after Rav Moshe Zatzal died that when he was very, very young in Russia, he was already regarded as a great person. Older rabbis would stand up for him. It was said after he passed away that had he lived 100, 150, 200 years prior, he would have been regarded as a great sage. Hashem sent us a person like that because that's who we needed. And so we go back to these questions. How do we do this mitzvah? How will I get the discipline? How am I going to get the money? How will I cope with the hatred that is directed to us against Am Yisrael? How do I keep pushing? How do I remain calm? How can I be happy? And this is the answer. Re'ei, see, Hashem sent Bitzalel for what was needed in that time. Hashem sends us what is needed. He sends us the discipline. He sends us the money. He sends us the determination. He sends us the resolve. And he gives us the wherewithal to be able to find the joy. It is muhan for us. It is prepared for us. We can find it. We can achieve it. We can discover it. And we can feel like consolation in knowing that Hashem is providing this for us. We will now begin our recitation of Tehillim, and we will start with Perek Chof, chapter 20. Lam natseach mizmor ledavid. Yan cha adonoi biyom sora, yisagev cha shem Eloi Yaakov. Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh, umitzion yisodeka. Yizkor kol minchosecha, Voloscha yidash nesela. Yeten lecha chilvovecha, v'chol atzoscha yimalei. Neranino bishuasecha, uvishem Elohinu nidgol, yimalei adenoi kol mishalisecha. Atu yodati, ki oshi adenoi mishicho, yaneo mishmei kodsho, bigvuros yesha yimino. Eilev orechet, ve'eilev asusin, Vanachnu b'shem Adonai Eloheinu naskir, Hema koru v'nofalu, Vanachnu kamnu v'nisodod, Adonai hoshia, Amelach yaneinu v'yom koreinu. Perek Chof Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmor ledavid, Adonai ro'i lo echsor, Binos deshe yarbitzeni, Almei menuchos yinaleini. Nafshi yishoveiv, yancheni v'magle tzedek l'man shimo. Gam ki eilech begeit salmoves, lo ira ro ki atoi modi, shivtecho lishantecho, hema yenachamuni. Taroch lefonai shulchan neged sororoi, dishantov Hashem en roshi, kosi rivoyo. Ach tov v'chesed yirdefuni kol yemei chayoi, Vishavti beveis Adonai leorech yomim. We now turn to Kuf Chof Aleph, Perek, chapter 121. Shir lamalos, esoinai ele orim, me ayin yovo ezri. Ezri, me im Adonai, ose shamayim v'orez. Al yitain lamot raglecha, Al yonum shomrecho. Hine lo yonum velo yishon shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecho. Adonai tzilcho al yad yiminecho. Yomam hashemesh lo yakeko. Vyoreach baloilo. Adonai yishmorcho mikoro. Yishmor es nafshecho. Adonai yishmor tzeischo uvoecho. Me'ato v'adolam. Perek Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shuamalus, mima makim kirosicho Adonai. Adonai shima v'koli. Kiena oznecho kashuvos l'kol tachanunoi. Ima vonos tishmoyo Adonai miyamod. Ki imcho aslicho l'man tivorei. Ki visi Adonai kibdeso nafshi v'lidvoro cholti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishomrim laboker, shomrim laboker. Yachel Yisrael l'Adonai, kim Adonai achesed b'habei mofedus, v'yifdes Yisrael, mikol avonosav. We turn now to Perikuf Membeis, chapter 142. Maskil l'David, bioso v'me'oros filo. Koli el Adonai ezok, koli el Adonai eschanon, eshpoch lefonov sichi, sorosi lefonov agid, bisatef olaruchi, vato yodato nesivosi, beorach zu alech tomnu fachli, habeit yomin urei, ve'en li makir, ovad monos mimeni, ein doresh lenafshi, Zo'akti eilecho Adonai, Omar Tiato Machsi Chelki Be'eret Sachayim Akshiva El Rinosi Kidalosi Miod Hatsileni Merodfai Ki Omitsumimeni Hotsia Mimasker Napsi Lahodos Es Shemecha Biachtir Tzadikim Ki Sigmol Oloi. We say together Achenu Kobes Yisrael Hanesunim Bitsoro Vishivya Omdim Bein Bayom Uvein Bayabosha Hamakom Yirachem Aleihem V'yotziyei Mitzoro L'Rvokha U'me'afeilo L'Oro U'mishibud L'Gula Hashto Bagolo V'zman Koriv V'nomar Omein. The Tefillah we say now for the Chayalei Tzahal Mishaberech Avosenu Avram Yitzchak V'Yakov Hu Yivarech Es Chayalei Tzavo Hagano L'Yisrael Ha'omdim Al Mishmar Tzeinu V'orei Eloheinu Migvu Adlevonun V'admidbar Mitzrayim U'minayom Agodo Adlevo Ha'orova V'yabosho V'ovir V'yom Yitein Adonai Yisoyveinu Akomim Olenu Nigofim Lifneim HaKodesh Baruch Hu Yishmo V'yatzir Es Chayoleinu Mikol Tzor V'tzuka Mikol Nego Machlo V'shlach Baruch V'atzlocha V'chol Ma'atzah Yideihem Yad Bersoneinu Tachtehem Yatrim Bekesu Yeshua Vateres Nitzachon Bikuem Bemakosu Ki Adonai Eloheichem Ahor Lechem Lochem Lilochem Lochem Im Oyveichem Lehoshia Eschem V'nomar Omein. Now the Mishaberach prayer for our captives, our hostages. Mishaberach Avisenu, Avram Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Yosef Moshe V'Aaron David U'Shlomo, V'Yivarach V'Yishmor V'Yinsor, Etzachenu, B'nei Beis Yisrael Hashvuyim, Bavur, She'onu Mispalin Bavurom, HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Yemalei Rachmim Aleihem, Yishmorei Mikol Tzor V'Sugo, Mikol Nego Machlo, V'shlach brocha v'atzlocha v'chol ma'asa yedeihem, yotziyem nechoshech v'tzalmoves, v'shiveim mehera l'cheik mishpechoseihem, v'nomar omein. And now we will say the Mishaberach for the cholim, pausing for everyone to insert their names in this prayer for the sick. Mishaberach Avisenu Avram Yitzchok V'Yaakov Moshe Aaron David Shlomo U'Yivarach V'Rape Esacholim. Bavur shekol hakol yispalin bavurom bischarzeh HaKodesh Baruch Hu yemalei rachmim aleihem lachlimam uraposam ulachazikam ulachayosam yishlach lohem meherafur shlema min hashamayim lecholei vareihem ulechol gideihem besoch shar chole Yisroel refuas hanefesh refuas haguf hashta bagolov yizman koriv then Omar Omein.
Omein. Thank you so much, Rabbi Hrabovsky. We look forward to having you back on the program, near Tzashem, please God, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program tomorrow on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern, as each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah prayer together. Wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all of Klal Yisrael around the world, and may our joy as we've entered this new month continue to increase. May Kadosh Baruch Hu look down upon all of us, answer all of our tefillos l'tova. May the war come to an end. May the hostages be brought home. May Hashem watch over all of us, all in need of a refuah, all in need looking for shidduchim, all those hoping for children, all in need of parnasa, whatever it is that we're davening for ourselves and for others. May all of our tefillos be answered. Latova, for good. May this be a great month for all of Am Yisrael. Chodesh Tov.